Your toddler throws a tantrum in the grocery store. Your jaw clenches. Your voice rises. And suddenly, you hear it. Your mother's sharp tone coming from your own mouth. That moment of recognition can feel like ice water down your spine. Despite every promise you made to parent differently, the patterns you inherited have surfaced anyway. This universal experience reveals a profound truth about parenting. The greatest challenge isn't managing our children's behavior, it's managing our own. Children are masterful imitators. They don't follow what we say, they follow what we do. One mother heard her older daughter harshly ordering her younger sister around and suddenly recognized her own tone reflected back. This mirror effect reveals both the challenge and opportunity in parenting. When you shout, "Be quiet," you're modeling the opposite of what you're requesting. When you demand your child calm down while visibly agitated, you send contradictory messages. The way you speak to yourself becomes their inner voice. Your relationship with your partner becomes their template for future relationships. Your approach to mistakes becomes their blueprint for handling failure. Each triggering moment with your children becomes an invitation to heal your own wounds and develop greater emotional intelligence. When your child's defiance sparks rage disproportionate to the situation, that's valuable information. What childhood wound is being activated? What unmet need is surfacing? Breaking free from generational cycles requires something radical, turning inward before we can effectively guide outward. The path forward isn't found in more discipline strategies or behavioral charts, but in cultivating mindful presence and self-compassion that transforms both parent and child. Here's the uncomfortable truth. You cannot control your children. They arrive with their own temperaments, preferences, and will. Yet our culture sells the fantasy that with the right techniques, we can mold compliant kids who reflect well on us. This illusion creates constant frustration and power struggles. What we can control is ourselves, our reactions, emotional state, and presence. Family therapist Hal Runkel captures this. If you're not under control, you can't be in charge. When you're screaming at your child to calm down, your dysregulated nervous system broadcasts stress signals that their developing brain picks up instantly, triggering their own stress response. Navy SEALs use tactical breathing before combat, inhaling through the nose for 4 counts, exhaling for 4, repeating until their nervous system settles. This activates the parasympathetic nervous system, accessing the prefrontal cortex where thoughtful responses live, rather than the amygdala where reactive outbursts originate. Psychoanalyst Donald Winnicott introduced the good enough mother. Children don't need perfect parents who anticipate every need. They benefit from tolerable disappointments that build resilience. Perfectionism creates conditional love. Constant correcting teaches children that our approval depends on performance rather than inherent worthiness, causing them to hide their authentic selves. After losing your temper, that familiar voice starts, "I'm a terrible parent. Other parents don't yell like this." This self-criticism activates your threat defense system, the same response triggered by external dangers. Your heart rate spikes, stress hormones flood your system, and clear thinking diminishes. Ironically, beating yourself up makes effective parenting harder. The alternative is self-compassion, treating yourself with the kindness you'd offer a struggling friend. This isn't self-indulgence. It's practical support that helps you recover faster and model healthy emotional regulation. Self-compassion has 3 components: mindfulness, noticing without judgment, self-kindness, responding with care, and recognizing common humanity, remembering everyone struggles. Try this self-compassion break after mistakes. Place your hand on your heart and say, "This is a moment of difficulty. Other parents struggle too. May I be kind to myself?" This takes seconds, but dramatically shifts your state from shame to acceptance. When children witness you responding to mistakes with kindness rather than harsh judgment, they internalize this approach. They learn to navigate imperfections with grace rather than developing the punishing inner critic that plagues many adults. Self-compassion breaks generational patterns of shame, creating space for authentic connection. Mindfulness, bringing attention to the present moment with kindness and curiosity, transforms parenting from the inside out. A daily 10-minute meditation practice shifts your emotional landscape from extreme highs and lows to greater equanimity. Research confirms its benefits for anxiety, depression, chronic pain, and emotional regulation. The practice is simple. Sit comfortably, focus on breathing, and when distracted, gently return attention to your anchor. This return strengthens your mental muscles. After 8 weeks, MRI scans show the amygdala shrinks while the prefrontal cortex thickens. For busy parents, even 3 to 5 minutes daily yields benefits. If sitting still feels challenging, try walking meditation. Slow down, feel each footstep, and bring attention to the present moment. These practices steady your nervous system, making you a more grounded parent capable of responding thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively. While mindfulness doesn't eliminate difficult feelings or mistakes, it strengthens resilience, equanimity, and compassionate connection. Traditional discipline relies on punishment, producing short-term compliance but diminishing long-term cooperation. Threats teach children to avoid getting caught rather than develop genuine consideration, with research linking harsh parenting to teen behavioral issues and mental health problems. The alternative is modeling and teaching. Instead of shouting, "Stop yelling," set calm intentions before triggering situations, recognize personal triggers, and use mantras like, "This is not an emergency." Remember that yelling works through fear, not by teaching better behavior. When children are upset, deep listening proves more effective than logic. Give full attention, accept emotions, and reflect understanding. Children can't fully regulate emotions until their 20s, so be a wise, benevolent leader, establishing clear rules around routines while allowing freedom within boundaries. Play transforms conflicts into connection. Use robot voices for chores, pretend incompetence, or make silly threats. This approach builds mutually respectful relationships that can prevent the hostility often expected in teen years. Breaking generational patterns requires making unconscious behaviors conscious through mindful awareness. Uncover your triggers by reflecting on childhood experiences and tracking your physical responses. Many behaviors we label bad stem from a child's undeveloped nervous system responding to stress. When you respond with patience instead of reactivity, you're rewiring neural pathways and breaking cycles that may have persisted for generations. Forgiveness is crucial for breaking these cycles. Understanding your parents' childhood struggles helps you forgive their harsh parenting, not to excuse behavior, but to free yourself from resentment. The Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono offers a healing mantra: "I forgive you, I'm sorry, thank you, I offer you love." Parental anxiety about doing it right creates a vicious cycle where control attempts make children more resistant. Children need space to make mistakes and develop autonomy. Our culture teaches efficiency and achievement, but childhood unfolds at a measured pace. Decelerate to meet children in this slower rhythm, protecting childhood's magic by allowing time for spontaneous play, wonder, and self-discovery. The Harvard study of adult development reveals that quality relationships, not money or career success, matter most for happiness and health. This reframes parenting. We're building lifelong relationships, not seeking short-term control. Our own peace forms the foundation, as we teach more through example than words. Commercial culture and parental anxiety push us to overschedule children, injecting stress into childhood. Children don't need perfect parents, they need present ones. By focusing on mindful presence and emotional regulation, you create conditions for children to thrive. The shift from controlling children to mastering ourselves fundamentally reframes parenting. Instead of asking, "How do I make my child behave?" we ask, "How do I stay regulated when my child's behavior triggers me?" This isn't semantic wordplay. It's the difference between power struggles and genuine connection. By consciously changing our behaviors, we create positive ripples extending beyond our immediate family. This is the true revolution. Transforming yourself to transform your family, one mindful breath at a time.